Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big and blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
Stop.
And what you're listening to there is another video that involves Mesa police, and they had to tase somebody. So obviously that means they're guilty. If you ask certain activists and lawyers, this specific situation took place last year and now is under the microscope. So Lloyd, this took place in April 19th, 2017, and the body camera footage is being shared out now.
Yeah, there's a lot to the story, though. I mean, he got tased at one point. Mm-hmm. We do not know what this guy was charged with, why the cops were dealing with him in the first place.
What we do know from the video is that when police approached this man, he resisted his initial arrest. Bad move, dude. Not going to work out well. Probably going to get tased somewhere down the line. So if you ask me, this is a great video that everybody should go and watch. It just shows that the Mesa Police Department did their job again. I've seen about six of these different videos now. I know the one that everybody talks about is the punching, and we can have an argument about that all day. Mm-hmm. That should be investigated. I thought it went too far only at the end after they knocked the guy out. But when you continue to resist police, things aren't going to work out real well for you. And I think what we're seeing is activists and lawyers trying to smear the Mesa Police Department. So let's continue with this case. Mm-hmm. This man resisted the initial arrest. Okay. They ended up cuffing him with his hands behind his back, and they put him in the cop car, right?
You would think story ends there.
Story doesn't end there. The next video you see is the police officer driving. And he's got the guy in the back, the suspect. He's got him in the back of the car.
And he hears something going on with the suspect.
What are you doing back there? Nothing. What are you doing? I know you're doing something. The police officer pulled his car over, opened the back door where this guy was. He had gotten the handcuffs from behind him to in front of him.
So he presumably stepped through the cuffs somehow.
Somehow. Tough to do.
I certainly couldn't do it.
So, obviously, the police officer needs to get him out of the car because you have to have your hands behind you. This guy starts kicking the police officer. All right, let's keep going. The cop pulls this guy out onto the ground. Guess what fell onto the ground?
A needle.
And the cop is there. Needle. There's a needle. They want to make sure that other police
officers...
No one
else touches the needle.
You don't want to touch it. So a needle fell to the ground. The suspect is on the ground resisting arrest, and he got tased. And now you have people coming out and saying how bad this video is, and the police are just a bunch of dirty cops. No, go watch this video at KTAR.com. I like that this video is out there because if you go look at it, you'll see the police in Mesa did nothing wrong. This is another positive video for the Mesa Police Department. It's not a walk in the park when you get guys who don't want to be arrested and they resist and they've got to get tased. It's tough to look at, but this is what the police do. They do a tough job.
There's going to be an issue at some point with this though too, because this guy was placed in the back of this squad car, and either they didn't search him thoroughly enough or he had this needle who knows where. But how did he get that needle into the back of the car? Because typically they search you for that.
Yeah. And this guy's going to sue the Mesa PD? Come on. Listen, you've got guys like Jared Maupin out there, okay, who thinks every single arrest of every single person, there's wrongdoing. And there's not. It's just hard to look at these videos. We have all this body camera footage now. We've never had to see this before. It's hard, and it's not pretty, but in this video, the Mesa Police Department did absolutely nothing wrong. There shouldn't be a lawsuit. There shouldn't be a press conference. There are people out there that are trying to smear the Mesa Police Department, and that's a shame, and that's too bad, and when I see that, it infuriates me, because these guys and gals put their lives on the line and do a good job. Are there some bad cops out there? Of course there are. Should they be investigated? Of course they should be. But in all six videos, several of them, most of them, I think that the cops are doing their job and doing an actually a very good job. You're listening to the Big Four at 4. We start our 4 o'clock hour, and we take the first 20 minutes, and we bring you four big blockbuster stories.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 2.
Can, in fact, be on the ballot, the August 28th ballot, to run for the Senate.
All right, that's our friend Howie Fisher, Capital Media Services, who told us earlier today. Don Shooter. Remember the pervert Don Shooter who got booted out of office?
Gets to run again.
He gets to run again. So maybe some of you are wondering how this is happening. So Don Shooter, 9 women came forward and said that he sexually harassed them. They had a vote of his peers. They booted him out of office. But that doesn't mean he's not allowed to run again. And the judge today said he is allowed to run again. And one of the sticking points, I guess, is where does he live? Because if he's running for a seat out of Yuma, why does he have a Phoenix address? That should disqualify him for running for a district that he doesn't live in.
But apparently, because he's getting mail at this house,
he still has Yuma.
Yeah. Because he's getting mail there. Because he still has furniture there. Mm. Apparently, he still lives there.
Okay. So he's got two residents. He's got one in Yuma. He's got one in Phoenix. You can't blame him for living in the Phoenix one. No offense, Yuma. I just don't want to live there. I'd rather live in Phoenix. I guess the judge is right here. I guess the judge is right. I think just everybody was like, I hope that this guy can't run on a technicality. That would be really nice. It'd be nice if we could just like remove him, you know, from everything and he's going to be able to run again. The question is, if you're in Yuma, would you vote for a sexual predator? Because what he's not going to change the way he is. He's still going to run his mouth and speak very dirty way to women, as he's always done. Guy can't keep his hands to himself. And I like that he got kicked out. I like that his peers kicked him out. Now what I'm looking forward to is, okay, he's on the ballot. Yuma, it's your turn. Make sure this guy doesn't go back.
There's no way he wins, right?
He might. Sure. I mean, you know.
Well, people are going to vote this guy in again.
Who knows? Who knows? Well, I don't know who his opponents are.
The problem is, if he gets voted in again, how do you get rid of him this time?
They could hold the same vote if they wanted to, I guess. But it'd be a lot easier for everybody if this guy didn't run, number one, but he is, and he'll most likely be on the ballot. But number two, Yuma, just do your job as a voter. Don't put someone in who is a disgusting predator. I mean, it's not that hard to figure out. But I don't know. Maybe they like this guy. Maybe they'll let it go that he did all this disgusting stuff. Maybe they voted for him for a long time and they don't believe the 9 women. I don't know. But he is going to most likely be on the ballot. Welcome back, Don Shooter. Ugh, he's gross. We're in the middle of the Big Four at 4, four big blockbuster stories. We still have Big Story 3 and Big Story 4 to go.
The Big Four at 4, Big Story 3.
Yep, four big blockbuster stories. And Big Story 3 concerns David Stringer. Oh, this guy is a total beauty. He is an Arizona lawmaker, and he thinks there just aren't enough white kids to go around in public schools. What else does he think, Lloyd? I wrote them all down. Let's see. He thinks that teachers... Oh, this is a good one. Teaching is an easy part-time job with no special skills required. David Stringer also is one of only 3 idiots, I mean people, to get this, vote to keep Don Shooter in office.
The vote was like 50-something right. to 3.
So obviously what everybody's talking about, including us this week, is David Stringer. The Republican Party has asked him to resign. Governor Ducey has asked him to resign because he says there's just not enough white kids to go around in schools. Let's talk about what he said about Asians and Hispanics. This is it's unbelievable. Listen to what else Stringer had to say. Stringer said, while America has been a melting pot, mm-hmm. what's happening now is different. It's been a melting pot for people of European descent.
So you've got the Swedes, Norwegians, French, Irish.
After the second or third generation, your kids are all alike.
Well, they're all white.
Right? They don't have any accents. They're indistinguishable. That's not true for Hispanics.
Oh, boy. And then he continued, talk to Asians.
Oh, man. No, I don't even want to know. Okay, go ahead. What do you say?
Even though they're affluent and they're educated, a cultured group, they still have a sense of maybe not fully participating in American life.
Well, at least he didn't talk about black people. Oh, that's right. Stringer then said, even African Americans who have been here for hundreds of years still have not fully assimilated into the American culture. Yeah, this is a guy I want voting on stuff that happens in Arizona. Wrong.
How was he elected?
To be quite fair, I don't know if he said all this stuff before the election. He's a first-time Prescott lawmaker. Prescott's got to get it right now. These are people that you don't want voting on very important things in the state of Arizona. So who cares if he is an R? Who cares if he's a D? He's just a bad guy, and he shouldn't be making decisions for Arizona. I totally agree with the Democrats who came out and said this guy was bad. I totally agree with the Republican Party. They say this guy is bad. He should step down. He probably won't. So here's the question. Mm-hmm. Can you boot him like they booted Don Shooter? The answer is basically no.
Yeah, very doubtful.
Because what month is it?
It is June.
Yeah, the legislature doesn't resume working until
January
2019. What? How in the world is that? How can that be?
But
they worked for 3 months and it's over.
Big but here. The good news is in August there will be a primary election. So
maybe they could boot
Arizona
him there,
Republican
he's up for
voters
election, yeah.
have their first chance to boot him.
Yeah.
In November,
they have a second chance.
Everybody in his district,
if he makes it that far,
right, would have the chance to send him packing.
Okay, I feel a little bit better.
Two shots
to get him out. If he gets past the primary,
correct,
he goes to the ballot in November. Mm-hmm. If he gets past that and
we get him for a second term.
But. Then when the legislature finally goes back to work, they can boot him just like they did Don Shooter.
So it's really sticky because you've heard people say this before. Do you want to overrule the will of the voters?
Yeah, I know.
If they put him in there.
Right. That's a tough one.
Do you want to say, hey, we don't care what you think. You voted for this guy. We're going to get rid of him again. Pick somebody else.
Representative David Stringer. There just aren't enough white kids to go around in public schools these days. Yeesh. He's an absolute nightmare of a human being. You're listening to The Big Four at 4 big blockbuster stories.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 4.
He's the head of a country, and I mean he is the strong head. Mm-hmm. Don't let anyone think anything different.
Right.
He speaks and his people sit up at attention. I want my people to do the same.
All right, that's President Donald Trump. What the heck is he talking about? All right, he's saying that the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, when he speaks, his people sit up in attention. Trump says, I want my people to do the same. Who are his people? Let me play it once more, Lloyd.
He's the head of a country, and I mean he is the strong head. Mm-hmm. Don't let anyone think anything different.
Right.
He speaks and his people sit up in attention. I want my people to do the same.
All right, who's his people? Is Trump talking about the American people? Like he wants us to, let's straighten up. We gotta, the president's he's talking, let's listen.
It sounds to me like he wants everybody here in the U.S. to pay respect to him and to respect his authority.
Wrong.
I
didn't hear it that way. I think he's talking about the people who work for him.
Okay.
I think he's talking about the people in his cabinet. Play it once more.
Mm-hmm. He's the head of a country, and I mean he is the strong head. Mm-hmm. Don't let anyone think anything different.
Right.
He speaks and his people sit up at attention. I want my people to do the same.
I get the feeling that Trump is talking about Mike Pence, the guys who work for him in the White House, Sarah Sanders, that kind of thing.
I don't care who he's talking about. At the end of the day, I always feel like respect is earned. It's not just given. Just because you're the president, okay, yes, I will respect the office. But would I say that certain presidents who act, you know, more presidential than others deserve more respect? I would say yes. I would not say all presidents are created equal.
It's always a guessing game with Trump. Did he mean this or did he mean that?
And he likes it that way.
I think he does. You've been listening to The Big Four at Four.
The Big Four at Four with Mac and Gatos. Get The Big Four at Four delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.
Oh, look outside, man. It is a cloudy, possible rain, some wind. Coming up next, you know the stupid motorist law? Is it suspended during monsoon season? Next.
Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Oh, the monsoon has arrived. Thank you for looking out your window. It's
it might be a little premature.
A little cloudy out there. There's a lot of wind. You know, it hasn't hit yet. But I have a question.
Yes.
Let's say in the next 30 minutes, monsoon, major monsoon right here in the valley, right? Just a huge haboob just, you know, flies in. Boom, we hit, right?
Dust storm, yeah.
Dust storm. Let's say that there are some roads that get flooded.
Okay.
And let's say, you know, some barricades are put up to make sure you don't go through the flood. But, you know, this is...
Maybe you're a stupid motorist.
Right, exactly. And you move the barricade or go around it, and you get stuck, and you need to be rescued.
You're paying for it.
Right. That's what the stupid motorist law is here for, right?
Yeah.
They came up with this like 22 years ago because there would be people that would say, I know, it's like 70 feet of rain or whatever. I'm just going to take my little two-door car and just I'll get through it. And then you get stuck. Fire department, you got helicopters, you got it's dangerous stuff. That means you're a stupid motorist and you got to pay probably at least $2,000 for that rescue.
Or do you?
Or do you? It seems that the stupid motorist law is suspended during monsoon season, says the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office.
Isn't that the whole point of it?
What do you mean?
Well, how much rain do we get out here?
Not much.
Not during monsoon season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as though we have the flash floods on like a calm day in February when we get a nice rain.
Right. It should be the monsoon hits. Obviously, then there's flooding. And to stop stupid motorists from going through the flood, we've created the stupid motorist law, which gets in everybody's mind. You know, if I proceed to go this way and I get stuck, I'm out $2,000. That's supposed to be the teeth of the law. But now the sheriff's office says we're lifting it for monsoon season.
Yeah, a deputy.
I think it defeats the whole point.
A deputy says we don't charge people under the stupid motorist law. This is part of your tax dollars. We're here. It's free.
Here's my guess. I think Penzone has figured, you know, out how to save some money and just our pile not being there. Maybe we have all this money. He's, you know, the money that the sheriff's office has doesn't go to lawyers anymore.
So like he's just giving us a freebie?
Maybe he's giving us a freebie. Just saying. Maybe
so if you're stupid and you move the barricades.
Be stupid. We'll come and get you and it's not a charge.
I don't like that.
Okay. Let me read you what a little bit about this stupid motorist law. This is what I found. The stupid motorist law is not chargeable. A motorist must commit at least one other violation to get the fine.
Well, then why is it a law in the first place?
This is why only a handful of cases have actually been prosecuted, even though the law went into effect 22 years ago.
So it's a law that really isn't enforceable.
It doesn't. I don't know. I think this is something that deterred a lot of people from being stupid. And now we're reading more about
it. A fake law.
I don't know. We have a stupid motorist law. It's known as ARS 28-910.
Whatever that means.
The law states anyone who enters a public street or highway that is barricaded because of flooding is liable for the expenses of any emergency response required to remove the car, driver, or passengers.
That seems pretty straightforward.
But it says the stupid motorist law is not chargeable, and you have to have at least one other violation to get the fine.
Like what? You have to be drunk?
What, do you get a free one? You get a free?
No, like you have to be committing another violation?
Oh, maybe that's it.
I think that's it.
Like I got it. Okay.
Drunk at the same time.
Oh.
Well, you move the barricade.
Well, I don't think it's. I don't think it would be.
Well,
like, yeah, it could be drunk. What else could it be? It could be anything else, right?
Well, what else could it be?
Tags are expired. Headlights out.
Sure.
So maybe that's how you get them then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's devious.
You have to find some.
No,
devious.
It should be just you move the barricade, you're paying.
Yeah, but they could probably stick you with another fine, another ticket.
Well, take this then. If I want to move the barricade, if I'm not breaking any other law, then they can't charge me.
If you move the barricade, though, that might be
another
law that you broke.
Yeah, or you're on the wrong side of the street.
Or that,
flood took you from the right side of the
street. You're driving
in the wrong way. We get to nail you there. I think the bottom line is this. Don't be stupid when you're out there and get charged with the stupid motorist law. But when's Penzone coming in?
I believe Tuesday.
Sheriff Penzone, we're going to ask him about this.
Monthly
I don't like
exclusive
this move.
Interview on Tuesday.
Okay, I don't like this.
No, I hate this.
Yeah, you don't say this. What did he say exactly? This one's free? In the monsoon.
But there's a deputy who says, we don't charge people under the stupid motorist law.
During
the
monsoon?
It's part of your tax dollars. We're here. It's free.
All right. That's during the monsoon.
Sure.
They lift it during the monsoon. Okay. Well, don't get stuck out there. Coming up next. This is a good one. The Trump administration says, wait for it. God wants to separate parents from their children at the border. Oh, yeah, it's God's fault. We'll explain next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Trump administration says God wants to separate parents from their children at the border.
How would they know?
This should be good. So this is something everybody's really talking about and are concerned about. If people are trying to sneak into this country, why do we have to separate parents from children? It is cruel. It is un-American, and it is wrong. Now, the president has said he doesn't like it. Nancy Pelosi says she doesn't like it. Paul Ryan says he doesn't like it. And my question is, well, why don't you go and figure it out? If all three of you are on the same page, why don't you figure it out? But apparently, Attorney General Jeff Sessions says, listen, we've got to make sure that we're right on this. And God says that separating parents and children at the border, that's what we should do.
Due to the Apostle Paul and his clear and wise command in Romans 13 to obey the laws of the government, because God has ordained the government for his purposes.
Said so well. I think what he's saying is we should obey the laws of government. Okay, I agree. Great. Where does it say in the Bible that we should separate children from their parents if they come into a country illegally? It doesn't say that. Sarah Sanders.
I'm not aware of the Attorney General's comments or what he would be referencing. I can say that it is very biblical to enforce the law. That is actually repeated a number of times throughout the Bible. However,
the
Bible this hold on, Jim, if you'll let me finish.
Okay, so the Bible says enforce the law. Great, totally in. Where does it say that children should be separated from their parents? That's a ridiculous argument. It's a silly argument. They really can't back it up with anything. And by the way, don't just blame the Republicans. The Democrats have just as much to blame. I know they're not in any of the three houses, but still, this is something that Trump, the Democrats, and Republicans could fix, but they don't want to. They want to fight over this issue. They don't want to fix it.
Not even fight over it. They want to fight over whose fault it is that we're here in the first place, as opposed to fixing it, when they actually agree that it should be fixed, and it's just the fix they don't agree on how to fix it. Did that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Why they do it in the first place. Is it a Democratic law? Is it a Republican law? I don't really care. I don't like both parties. Doesn't matter to me. Trump.
I don't want bad people coming in. I don't want drugs coming in. And we can solve that problem in one meeting. Tell the Democrats, your friends, to call me.
So here's how the Republicans and Trump see it. They say it's the Democrats' fault, so that gives them something to pin on the Democrats. Democrats see it a different way. They think it's the Republicans' fault. So what they do is they whine and complain about the Republicans, and now it's their fault. But they're not interested in fixing it. That's the thing. So what we have is children being separated from their parents. It's going to cause so much damage to these children. It really is. It's going to cause long-term damage to the children.
Oh, I mean, PTSD, depression, anxiety, all sorts of mental illnesses.
I mean, we're starting to see some experts come forward and say, yeah, that is exactly what you do, or excuse me, that is exactly what happens when you take kids away from their parents. So, asking anybody to fix anything in Washington, I'm just wasting my breath. But, you know, everybody's upset about this. Most people in America don't like this. It's not really a deterrent to keeping people out of the country.
No, because they keep coming.
Yes. But, you know, Trump is right on catch and release. That is the dumbest program I've ever heard in my life. It's a stupid policy. But Trump also wants the wall. And Trump won't sign anything about kids and separating from their parents unless there is money for the wall. So it's also, yes, politics, but it's part of a negotiation. And the kids are suffering, and that's terrible. Coming up next, 5 o'clock KTAR News Expansion.